For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
running out. Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin Wall.
In Nevada and Southern California, this is MeganBarr.com on 790 Talk Now. Talk that out of Las Vegas. And it was cold out there today, Jameson. My God, the wind was blowing. So stay warm. If you have to, stay inside. But welcome to the weekend. If you are just starting your work with Hospitality City, have a great week as we go into the new year. 2018 is nearly behind us. 2019 is right in front of us. And so I wish you all a very happy new year. And what makes me so happy are animals. And I am a huge animal advocate and a huge animal lover. And the thing I hate the most is to see an animal mistreated. What I do also love the most about Las Vegas is my next guest, and her name is Sharon Linsenbart, and she and her husband, Glenn, started an animal rescue farm in northern Las Vegas some 50 years ago. If you want to look her up, it's barnbuddiesrescue.org. That has the information of the farm. They are open every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so you can take your kids, you can take your girlfriend, you can take your significant other, you can take your partner. You can go by yourself and visit peacocks and pheasants and llamas and horses and cows and pigs and just all sorts of animals. And so the fact that I had this microphone today, I wanted to make sure that I had Sharon on the program so she can share with you what she's doing and any new news and invite you to her farm and support the animals so in need. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Megan. It's so nice to talk with you today.
It's so good to talk to you today. I miss you.
Oh, do I miss you? I cannot tell you. Well, I hope to see you very, very soon. I know you're so busy across the country and doing what you do. And I'm
stirring up trouble. You know me. Well, thank you, Sharon. I'm stirring up trouble while you're stirring up some grub for the animals, right?
Yes, I am. And I so look forward to 2019. We are looking forward to a really great year. I'm hoping to get the community involved more and more as each day passes. We're still trying to acquire some additional space because every day I get so many calls and I have to turn away animals in need. We really need to expand so that we've got a more habitat and available space. So we're working on that community project, and we're hoping for donors and volunteers and those that want to help support us in what we do so that we can build the cash base that we need to acquire this land and go ahead and build some more space for these animals that are such in need. Every day we get animals that are so hurt, so abused, so hurt. I just can't express it to you.
Sharon, tell a little bit about your farm, Barn Buddies Rescue, where it's located, you know, how you take in animals. And then I know that there's a couple acres. You know, how many acres do you operate on, and how many acres are you looking to purchase additionally?
We have currently 5 acres, and we're trying to purchase 3 more acres. And that additional 3 acres will give us so much additional habitat and available space to be able to care for the animals that come to us. Every day we get phone calls and for animals that are hurt, sick, injured, abandoned. And those are the animals that we take in. We don't take in animals that have homes and people are just tired of cleaning a cage. We take in those animals that are really in need, really in trouble, and really been abused. So it takes us several months to be able to get an animal back up to its healthy state and to even the ability to stand on its own and to be able to be touched and not to be so fearful. And the medications are beyond expensive. The time is amazing. And we need some enclosed habitat so that they can get in out of the weather while they are rehabilitating. So there's so many needs for these animals that come in so hurt. We recently acquired a goat that had been attacked by many dogs. And I cannot express to you how hard it was to watch that animal struggle. But he struggled in my bathroom, and that's fine. But if we could find a way to build space and maybe an additional barn space so that these animals can have a nice place to rehabilitate, that would be so great.
Now you,
I've outgrown my space is what the problem is.
Right. You've got plenty head of cattle, horses. I remember you've got a llama. I love the llama.
Tommy Llama.
Tommy Llama. How's Tommy doing? Yes, he's very fresh.
He's fresh. And you're going to be real excited. Somebody came out yesterday to make a TV commercial with Tommy Llama. So I'm hoping you're going to see him in the flesh on the TV here real soon. He's just a darling, darling boy.
And you just took in a couple pigs that were abused and abandoned, and one was pregnant. Correct.
One was pregnant. She has delivered 9 babies. We do not need 9 more pigs in this alley. But because she was too far along to go in and make an intervention and have her spayed at that time, we had the vet take a look at her, and she was just too far along. So she has produced 9 babies. And sadly, through that process, she passed. But the 9 babies... Because she was so abused, she had no business being pregnant in the first place.
Right.
She was too young, she was so thin, and she was so tiny. And she let us have the babies and got them up for a couple of weeks, and the vet said there was just nothing more that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lost a little Betty, but we've still got Wilma. Wilma, you talk about fresh. Wilma is amazing, absolutely
right.
Amazing. And she's probably doubled in size since we picked her up in June, July of last year, of 2018.
Now, I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She just every day gives us such joy because she's got such a great attitude, and she's trying so hard to recover. We finally got the people in to take care of her feet that were so overgrown she couldn't even walk. And now she's finally got some hair on her body. She's just doing marvelously. We're really, really pleased with Wilma. And
now,
we'll have those little baby pigs. If everybody wants to come by the farm out in on 7222 Grand Teton right after the new year, they'll be able to see a couple of those baby pigs before we find some precious homes for them.
Okay, say your address one more time, Sharon.
7222 West Grand Teton Drive in Las Vegas, 89131. And people can certainly call me for directions at any time.
And what's your website so people can find you?
TheLasVegasFarm.com or BarnBuddiesRescue.org. Either one will get hold of me. And the number's 702-982-8000. Anytime, day or night, don't hesitate to give us a call.
You work around the clock. Now, I know that you're trying to secure the other few acres that are adjacent to your property so that you can take in more abused animals. And like I said, you take in every single kind of animal you can think of, including dogs and cats and pheasants and turtles. I saw turtles.
Yes, yep. We do have turtles. Now, tortoises and turtles.
Tortoises and turtles.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I know you raised some money so far for that. Those few acres. How far are you away? How much more money are you looking to raise?
We need to raise $400,000 to secure that land. And if we can secure the $400,000, we will be able to utilize the money that we produce through our farmers market that now goes towards caring for the animals. But if we don't have to make a payment and we can acquire the land for the $400,000, then the money that we bring in can be put towards infrastructure and power and lighting and buildings and corrals and fences and shade covers and everything that we need for the animals. Every single person that works at Barn Buddies or that participates is a volunteer. I've been doing this over 52 years, and I've never taken a paycheck. And everybody that's on our property comes with an open heart and a joy in their heart to keep these animals safe. So no one is paid. Every dollar that comes our way goes directly towards the animals 100%. So I hope the people understand we're not in this business to make a dollar or even make a living or make a wage. We're in it to save and do what we can to help these animals in need.
And $400,000, excuse me, sounds like a lot, but every $20 helps, doesn't it?
Every $10,
$10, every $5, whatever it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If someone, we have people that will donate a substantial amount, and then I truly, Megan, broke into tears when someone sent me a letter over Christmas and a thank you for what we do and said, it's all I can send. And inside that envelope was two $1 bills.
Yeah.
That type of participation and that type of love for these animals, as well as the people that can afford more, are so, so greatly appreciated. Everybody can afford a little bit, and to find that in my mailbox was really a pleasure. So no dollar is too small, and of course we'd appreciate the big dollars because that'll get us on our way a whole lot faster.
Well, I'm going to put a link to your website on my website. And I will have the guys that are responsible for doing my website do that because I'm not technical. But give everybody your address, both your website address and your physical address, so they can come out this weekend, right? You're open this weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Absolutely. Every single Saturday and Sunday throughout the year from 9 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday at 7222 West Grand Teton Drive, Las Vegas 89131, and our website is thelasvegasfarm.com or barnbuddiesrescue.org, and our phone number is 702-982-8000. We do not have an answer machine. You call, I say hello, and we do what we can to help the animals in need.
Well, that's how I found you. Well, I will see you in the new year, very soon, I promise you that. I was just telling my mom the other day that I miss you. I miss the farm, and I just loved going there because it just feels good. You created such a beautiful, warm, inviting, holistic environment, and it's just one of my favorite places. So thank you, Sharon, and have a happy new year. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Megan.
God
thank
bless
you for
too.
Everything you do for us.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Was she getting choked up? Because I'm about to get choked up. Anyway, you guys, if you're not doing anything this weekend, if you have an hour out of your day, take the kids, take your girlfriend, take your boyfriend, take whomever, take your parents, go by yourself. It is one of the best places in the valley. It's the farm, Barn Buddies Rescue, thelasvegasfarm.com, barnbuddiesrescue.org. You can find all of the information there. They're open Saturday and Sunday. It's just such a lovely experience. One of my favorite places, and I'm blessed to know Sharon. I'm also blessed to know you. I'd love to hear your calls as well, because we're going into the final hour. We got about a little more than a half hour left. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'd love to hear from you after this break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barr at TheReaganBabe.com on 790 Talk Now and Talk That Rocks, in for Kevin Wall just for another half an hour. And I got to tell you, I've been having a blast since yesterday. I had this mic 2 days in a row, and I could have this mic every day, and I just might. So you have to stay tuned. I think 2019 has some big things on the horizon, which will put me behind a microphone every single day. And we'll be streaming that through my website, ReaganBabe.com. But I have to of course, invite you to call in. This last half hour, I have no scheduled guests except for your calls. You can call toll-free no matter where you are throughout Nevada or in Southern California. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And there was some breaking news from Fox News. And while I was talking to Sharon of BarnBuddiesRescue.org, go there this weekend. California illegal immigrant cop killer taken into custody. This just broke within the last 15 minutes. Fox News states the illegal immigrant fugitive wanted for the murder of a California police officer is in custody Friday after being on the run for 2 days. Police arrested the man near Bakersfield, about 280 miles southeast of Newman. So like I said, I thought Newman was up kind of in the central northern part of California. It's in Stanislaus County. And if you know California, not a very big county. And that's why Newman, where he was, only had a police force of 12 people. You know, those types of towns, those small towns do exist in California as they do in Nevada. And we certainly don't expect an illegal alien gang member, I'll get to that little tidbit in a minute, to be roaming around the streets freely, you know, finding sanctuary in Stanislaus County when a legal immigrant and his family, and I'm saying legal, L-E-G-A-L, not illegal, legal immigrant and his family also sought sanctuary. But unfortunately, sanctuary cities don't provide citizens and legal immigrants with sanctuary. They harbor illegal alien criminals. That's pretty much their design and purpose, is to harbor and protect illegal alien criminals. So what happened here in Kern County, Stanislaus County, is this suspect, whose name has not yet been revealed, may also have violent or may also have connections to a violent Mexican-American street gang. Oh, according to an image circulating on social media, confirmed as authentic by investigators early Friday. The photo shows the alleged cop killer posing in a tank top shirt with a metal chain necklace draped around his neck. Looks like he hasn't missed a meal in his life. And a large flaming skull tattoo visible on his right arm. Underneath the tattoo is the words, can't even pronounce it, which according to the police in Spanish for Southerners, it's tattooed. That's why Sornos, maybe? It's an odd tattoo. Sureños are a group of Mexican-American street gangs with origins in Southern California, south of Bakersfield. The gang has allegiance to the California prison gang, Mexican Mafia, a.k.a. LEME. The gang recently has been blamed for murders and human smuggling crimes along the U.S.-Mexico border. So an illegal alien piece of trash found his amigos in the street gang, found sanctuary amongst his amigos like Jerry Brown and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and the other California politicians that have yet to say one word about this, the murder of a legal immigrant by an illegal alien gang member. That should tell you everything where the Democrat Party stands. They don't stand on behalf of the protection of American citizens. They stand to protect illegal alien criminals. After this break, I'll take your calls. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
Seven 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, coming at you live out of Las Vegas and all throughout Nevada. I love this state. I fled California. We're also in Southern California. And I fled California when there was a bill stalled in the legislature which would have allowed illegal aliens to vote. And I want to set the record straight because it seems like some people just don't get the fact that illegal immigration is a crime. Legal immigration is not. And so, yes, I am against criminals. I am against illegal aliens. They don't have to murder cops for me to be against illegal aliens. They simply just have to break our laws by entering our country illegally and then taking our taxpayer dollars for their own benefit. So I am against illegal immigration, and I didn't think that this was a right or left issue. I thought all people should be against people breaking laws. I thought all people, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat, should be against criminals, no matter what color of skin the criminal has, no matter what type of crime the criminal commits, whether it's illegally crossing our border or murdering an innocent cop. I am against illegal immigration and the havoc that it wreaks on our country financially, as well as on innocent human lives of citizens and legal citizens. Obviously, Trump is doing something right if Hispanics have voted for him at 32%. I was reading the article earlier. Most Hispanics should be conservative Republicans, specifically on our stance on social issues regarding abortion. That tends to draw more Hispanics to the Republican fold, as well as veterans. When you look at the demographics of Hispanics that support Republicans, they are primarily Christian and they are primarily veterans. Many of the Hispanics who don't support Republicans have either been brainwashed by the Democrats or come from Marxist regimes. What's interesting is that a pastor, a Hispanic pastor in Colorado, who headed the Marxist church when he was in San Salvador, now is preaching from the pulpit in Colorado, preaching his Marxist garbage to his Hispanic population and brainwashing them into believing that socialism somehow is the miracle cure for all the ails that plague America. Yet everybody seems to be wanting to flock to America from all of these third world communist regime, Marxist regime, totalitarian regime countries. That kind of tells me that capitalism seems to be a pretty good system. America seems to be a pretty good place to live. And everybody in the world wouldn't be chasing the American dream if it wasn't one of the best countries on the face of this planet. So I really don't need any more calls about how illegal immigrants rarely kill cops, Carl. So with that said, we will take more calls at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. We are going to go to Gail on line two. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Megan. I want to first say that I appreciate your campaign for voter registration validity.
Thank you.
Need to continue that in order to have a voter ID card for all federal elections with a photo and indication of U.S. citizenship. And also, we need to have an educated voter campaign, because we have people coming in against the policies of the party they purport to be in, like Lisa Murkowski and also the late John McCain, who should really be given a Benedict Arnold Award. Benedict Arnold was somebody who betrayed America. And we have people like that who betray Republican policies, claim to be in the Republican Party, like Justin Amash, the representative, who voted against funding the border budget in the voting that we had, and Carlos Cabello of Florida also did the same. They should be given a Benedict Arnold Award. And also, the late McCain vote went across the country. He flew across the country from his bed in Arizona to D.C. just to vote against repealing the Health Care Act, which the most Republicans were and most people in America were in favor of, getting rid of it and having something else in place. That's right. He should have been given the Benedict Arnold Award and not the service speeches that he got at his funeral. Now, we also wonder what has happened with Mitch McConnell. He claimed, we won't deal with the funding of the border security wall until after the elections. And then after the elections, he was very silent, and we didn't get the Senate to have the budget include the border security wall funding. And we had a great bill from Senator Tom Cotton of, I believe, Arkansas, called the RAISE Act. Why didn't Senator McConnell, the majority Senate leader, put it in for a vote? It includes stopping chain migration, ending the visa lottery, and maybe, I don't know if it included ending birthright citizenship. We have whole provinces from China, the women coming in, thousands of them each week, going to these two birth hotels in Florida so that they could produce babies, lying on their visas that they're coming to America for a vacation when they're really coming during the last 2 weeks of pregnancies to have their babies made into instant American citizenship. And that is a bill that wasn't put forth by Paul Ryan. It was bill number H.R. 140 by Steve King of Iowa to end this birthright citizenship. And we have all these visa overstayers, 640,000 of them, who possibly have babies being made into instant American citizens, and tourist and visa overstayers doing the same thing. But we have Mitch McConnell, the majority leader. He's like absent somewhere. Why didn't Tom Cotton's bill, the RAISE Act, go through? Immigration by merit, and ending the chain migration, and ending the visa lottery.
Well, I think
I don't understand why they should be getting the Benedict Arnold Award. They're just sitting there collecting American paychecks and not doing anything that the American citizens want.
Well, you know, Gail, I can't disagree with you there, especially about moderate Republicans. And moderate Republicans, I have said very often, have ruined the Republican brand, the Reagan brand. You know, they claimed they would run under the legacy of Reagan, and then they would basically stab Reagan in the back by partnering with big government Democrats and expanding big government programs. Bush was probably one of the worst expanders of the role of federal government and the size of federal government. And then, of course, Obama put that on overdrive. You have Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. When they both leave, Paul Ryan will be gone very soon, will have overseen the largest expansion of the federal government in the history of our federal government. Does that scream conservative Republican to you? No, it does not. And that's why Donald Trump, quite frankly, was elected. It was because there were plenty of people that were being fed a bunch of lies by both parties, and they were sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they were mad as hell, and they weren't going to take it anymore, and they were screaming, build the wall, lock her up, lock her up. And so 63 million Americans weren't buffooned by the buffoons in D.C., specifically Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. But if we think that it's only going to take one presidential term to drain the swamp, we are fools. It is going to take probably two or three Republican terms. And by Republicans, I mean somebody like Trump, a disruptor. I consider Trump a disruptor. He has a job to do, and I think it's to expose all the corruption and crime, no matter who is committing it, whether it's an illegal alien crossing our border, whether it's a Democrat sleeping with an aide and using taxpayer dollars to pay off that woman or man that has come forward, or whether it's a Republican. Republicans hated this president nearly as much as the Democrats hated this president. And I witnessed the Never Trumpers smear not only Donald Trump, but also his supporters. I sat actually around a table in D.C. No one really knew who I was, and that was fine. I like it that way. But I knew who all of them were. They were nationally syndicated. They were nationally published. They came from a lineage, if you will, of conservative philosophers and ideologues. And they were passing around pictures of Trump as Hitler. These were supposedly conservatives telling me how I wasn't conservative enough, not to my face, but they would write that in their, you know, National Review articles or their American Spectator articles. The whole Never Trump crowd. So Donald Trump is fighting the likes of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell that still walk the halls of Congress, that don't want their dirty laundry aired. Because wherever you find a concentration of power, you're going to find corruption. And there is no larger concentration of power than the bowels of D.C. And so it might explain to you why Mitch McConnell isn't pushing forward certain bills that you like, that you consider conservative in nature, as well as conservative in immigration policy, or at least constitutional immigration policy. It's because Mitch has never really had to do that before. And maybe he's just not accustomed to doing it. If Mitch really wanted to secure the border, he'd invoke the nuclear option, which was set up by Harry Reid. And I don't want to hear this hand-wringing, but then the Democrats might do it. Of course they're going to do it. They set it up. They'll lie, cheat, and steal to get what they want. So, Gail, thank you for your call. Let's go to Cassius on line 3. Frank, we'll get to you in just a minute.
Megan.
Hi.
Hello. You know, you had a caller, I think, in the first segment that made two statements. He alluded to the fact that the United States is no longer, the current trends and trajectories continue no longer to be a white country.
Correct.
And he accused you of wanting to live in a majority white country. You took umbrage to that. I'd like to know why. That's my first question. Mm-hmm. Number two, you seem to draw a false distinction between legal and illegal immigration. I'd point out to you, at more than a million legal immigrants a year, the vast majority of which come from basically the same countries that some of the illegals that are crashing our borders come from. Some of them, a very small amount of the legal immigrants, assimilate. The vast majority do not. They change our culture. And the huge majority of them are on the dole. So how do you justify the false distinction? And why is it, what percentage of white majority would be acceptable to you to live in terms of an all-white country?
Okay, great questions, Cassius. Thank you. Legal and illegal immigration. I obviously separate the two. I think your question was related to legal immigration, that many legal immigrants do not assimilate. I don't disagree with you. The culture of Americanism, the culture of our country, is being destroyed by those who choose not to assimilate. I would like to see more limits placed on legal immigration. I would like to see our border shut down, actually, at the southern border until we get our wall. I took umbrage to the fact that he said I would prefer to live in an all-white country. The only all-white country I know that really kind of exists in a homogenous sense is Poland. I really don't like the weather in Poland. I want to live in America because I'm an American. Whether or not I'm surrounded by brown Americans or white Americans doesn't bother me, as long as centrally they are American and they assimilate to our cultures, our mores, and our values. Those that choose not to assimilate end up tearing down our culture. But let's look at this, Cassius. We have plenty of white Americans in Hollywood that tear down our American culture through their cultural Marxism. And so there are plenty more Americans that I find outside of Hollywood that aren't white, perhaps like this police officer, if I had the chance to meet him, the Filipino legal immigrant, obviously was assimilating our culture, loved this country, and gave his life to protect it more than any white celebrity would have in Hollywood, specifically those liberal white celebrities that take to the airwaves every night and bash this country, bash our military, and bash this president. So I don't necessarily view my views on immigration from a focal point or a view of race. American is not a race, it's a culture. And I want to protect the culture. And those who are willing to stand along with me, no matter what color they are, as long as they want to protect our culture and protect our borders, I say welcome home. So I thank you for your call. We'll get to Frank after this next break. We'll have a couple minutes. We got to keep the lights on. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
My name is Kim.
And welcome Welcome back. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Jameson always plays that song for me because I love it. We are coming live out of Las Vegas and all throughout the state of Nevada and in Southern California. And this has been so much fun. And I hope you've been enjoying my time behind the mic. Kevin will be back in this chair on Monday morning from 9 to noon. I join Kevin every Monday morning at 11. I also join Wayne Allen Root on this same station every Thursday at 4:30. So go check us out over there, too. But we're going to end with Frank on line one. He has a statement about the nuclear option and Sean Spicy.
Okay. Yes. Hello, babe. A big resounding here to Gail. And following up, you can't point it out enough. I mean, Paul Ryan, you got to remember what Boehner did. He hung around. He didn't want to stay in the position he was until he got his clone. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and what Spicer said. He was sitting in for Dana on her show. Mm-hmm. He said there are a bunch of Republicans who don't want to use a nuclear option, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking just like Gail. What the hell? Identify these Republicans. Get them out of office. Get constitutionalists, libertarian Republicans, Tea Party. Get rid of this. It's worse than a swamp. It's a La Brea tar pit, babe. it is, and it's insulting. They literally insult our intelligence, and this is why Jefferson thought we were going to have to go to our muskets every 20 years. I mean, the Founding Fathers were brilliant. They knew that our Congress would end up in rich people's back pockets. And it's just, you get tired of getting poked in the chest and spit in the face.
That's right.
That's what I had. You know, that's what Spicer said. And it's just, you get tired of being angry and infuriated, too.
Well, and thank you, Frank, and thank you for your service. And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, too. That's why we elected Donald Trump. That was the antidote. That was the antidote for us being lied to by the moderates for so long. We were tired of being fed a bunch of baloney. And Donald Trump, without him, it would have never been exposed, would it? And that's why I think Donald Trump is a godsend. He's been shining a light on all of the misdeeds, dirty deeds, corruption, and there's a lot more to shine. You know, he has promised to unredact those documents, and he also tweeted out, let's not forget, a picture regarding treason and had many Democrats behind bars. Usually he doesn't say things that he doesn't know to be true. And so I have been kind of, I don't support everything that the president does or says, but I certainly know that he has the love of this country, the love of our military, the love of our policemen, and the love of all Americans in his heart. And he leads with that love. It is pretty evident. In that respect, I have loved being behind this mic. I always love being behind this mic. I encourage you to check out my work at ReaganBabe.com. Follow me on Twitter at ReaganBabe. Also on Facebook, give me a like at ReaganBabe. And send me a note. You can reach me through my website, read my work, and always listen to my past episodes on this show and other shows through my website. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be talking to you on Monday, and thank you so much. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I heard a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.